A provocative article in the January issue of the journal Foreign Affairs argues that the Bush administration has distorted intelligence on North Korea. The piece also accuses the administration of seriously exaggerating the danger of the country's suspected uranium-based nuclear weapons program. That program is one of two tracks North Korea is accused of pursuing to obtain nuclear weapons.
The author of the article is Korea expert Selig Harrison. Harrison sees parallels with Iraq, and a number of his fellow Korea watchers think he's onto something. Others say he's on a fishing expedition not supported by the facts. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has the story.
According to Selig Harrison, the tale of U.S.-North Korea relations over the past few years goes something like this. Hardliners in the Bush administration decided to stop negotiating with Pyongyang and instead pursue a policy of regime change.
They felt it's an obnoxious regime that will probably collapse, and we certainly should do nothing to help it to survive by giving it aid of any kind in return for anything.
Harrison says U.S. officials had the regime change goal in mind when they confronted North Korea 2 years ago and accused it of developing a program to enrich uranium to weapons grade. In other words, of running a secret nuclear weapons program. The problem, Harrison argues, is that the intelligence backing up that charge is shaky.
It's clear that North Korea had been attempting to buy various components to enrich uranium, but it was never clear that they had gone very far with it, that they'd been able to actually acquire many of the things that they'd tried to buy.
Harrison chairs the Task Force on U.S.-Korea Policy, a group of Korea specialists, former ambassadors, and a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Harrison contends that the U.S. presented the worst-case scenario for North Korea's nuclear ambitions as incontrovertible truth. The reason was that doing so suited the political goals of Administration Hawks. That is Selig Harrison's view. The Bush administration begs to differ.
We think there is clear and compelling evidence, a wealth of clear and compelling evidence about North Korea's uranium enrichment program.
That's State Department spokesman Adam Airlie. A second administration official, speaking on condition that his name not be used, describes the intelligence on highly enriched uranium as very strong. And Jack Pritchard, who was until last year the U.S. Special Envoy for Negotiations with North Korea, concurs. Pritchard was part of the delegation that traveled to Pyongyang in 2002 to confront North Korea. He says they wouldn't have done so without solid intelligence backing them up.
The information that we had and those whose opinions I value all believed it to be accurate and true. And in the 2+ years since then, I've heard no dissent, no one in the intelligence community come back and raise a question.
Jack Pritchard says it is simply wrong to assert that the U.S. exaggerated the evidence on North Korea.
The bottom line is I don't believe Mr. Harrison has access to the intelligence. So as well-meaning as he may be, he has created a story that does not have a basis in fact.
But other former officials disagree. Donald Gregg served as U.S. ambassador to South Korea. He also spent 3 decades as a CIA spy in the region. He believes Selig Harrison makes a valid point, and that there are big holes in what the U.S. knows about North Korea's efforts to produce highly enriched uranium.
I no longer have any clearances, but I have spoken to 3 people who have clearances, and I've asked them, how would you categorize the quality and depth of our intelligence on the HEU issue in North Korea? And all of them have said it is sketchy and far from definitive.
The CIA, of course, doesn't comment on classified information. But a CIA report dated November 2002 states the agency had obtained clear evidence that North Korea was constructing a plant that could produce enough weapons-grade uranium for 2 or more nuclear weapons when fully operational. The report adds that could be as soon as mid-decade, in other words, next year. Selig Harrison has read the report. He says it's imprecise and that the U.S. government has never put forward the data to support its claims.
Of course, as an outsider, one can't be sure that they don't have things that would make their case more credible. But we've learned in Iraq that we just can't take it on faith.
Don Oberdorfer, who teaches at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, also sees parallels with Iraq. For that reason, he says the Bush administration should go public with the case against North Korea.
Obviously, they have constraints of sources and methods, the usual intelligence constraints. But I think they need to go further than they have of assuring the public certainly assuring the Congress about what they believe North Korea actually has and something about what their evidence is.
Everyone interviewed for this report agrees on one thing, that resolving the standoff with North Korea is urgent. That's in part because wherever North Korea's uranium efforts stand, there's no dispute over the country's progress on the plutonium front. North Korea restarted its plutonium facilities 2 years ago, after the confrontation with U.S. diplomats. North Korea is now widely believed to have produced enough plutonium to make 6 to 8 nuclear bombs. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.